like you, that's all the notes we know. I apologize we didn't bring any merchandise or anything tonight, but I will come out if anybody wants to talk about baseball, sign stuff. I'll come on out, give me a few minutes to regroup and come on out and say hello to you after a while. Special shout out to Ed Arndt, if I pronounced that correctly, for participating in our online giveaway. Yes, Ed, you've won a special prize. 1 week in the Sandburst Band bus. Second prize, of course, 2 weeks in the Sandburst bus. Hopefully we'll get to meet Jed Wiley. And I'd like to make mention before we go of a couple of good friends of ours that work so hard, and they work so hard that all we gotta do is stand here and play. On the Out Front Sound from the state of North Carolina, I just realized, North Carolina, they might win the whole NCAA thing. I mean, it's possible. Louisville's out. Yeah, I know Louisville lost today. I'm aware. But now, for our good friend from the state of North Carolina, does such a wonderful job on the Out Front Sound, Mr. Darren Shoemaker. Thank you, Dan. Oh. And on the stage sound, running the stage monitors for us, does such a wonderful job at that. He's our road manager. Sorry, buddy, he's from Louisville, Kentucky. I know, we're all a little sad, but good luck to your favorite Final Four team. Seems how none of ours are in it. Oh, wait, Darren's is. Sorry, Darren. But does a wonderful job, road man, just been, we've been working together for years, and he makes our life easy on the road. Mr. Rob Stokes. Thank you, Rob. And thanks to Mary and all the folks for having us here, and thank y'all for coming out on a Sunday night, by the way. We realize it's a school night, so thank you for coming out. Here's a tune written by Byron and Scott Vestal and I. This, some of you might have heard this story before. This was, this tune originally inspired, I had an old dog, his name was Ozzy. And one day I noticed he was lapping his water in a very strange cadence. He had a strange rhythm going on, and it got really good to him, and he kept it up for about 3 minutes, and it was this. Is 7 beats per measure. So basically, my dog was able to play in a timing that a lot of people have to go to jazz school to do. And so I sit there listening to him, and I made up a little melody to go around that particular riff, and that's about as far as I could get. And then Byron and Scott, we all got together and finished this thing up. So that's why it might make a little more sense when you hear the title. This is called Laps in 7. And we want to thank you all very much for being with us. So here's last.